This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Brother Nasser is asking a very important question, and it tends to come up quite a lot as well. Okay, sometimes an individual, he finds himself in a predicament where he is involved in haram. He's saying, does he have to leave that job or can he wait till he finds another job? You know, brothers and sisters, so many brothers, I can maybe sit here till tomorrow and tell you of how many brothers and sisters previously asked me advice with regards to this very point. And every single person, and pay attention to what I'm saying, every single person who I was asked about, I always told them this hadith. And these people, they came back to me later on. There's a hadith that was narrated by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّكَ لَن تَدْعَ شَيْئًا اتِّقَاءً لِلَّهِ إِلَّا أَعْطَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْهُ. You don't ever leave something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, brothers and sisters, taqwa is a very deep topic. Sometimes it gets just translated as it being what? Fear or being God conscious. It's a bit more than that. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah ta'ala, when he explained what taqwa means, he said, هو أن يجعل بينه وبين ما يخافه وقاية تخيه من. Is that you place between you and that which you are fearful of a barrier, a shield that protects you from that which you are fearful of. And what is the shield? فعل الطاعات واجتناب المنهيات. To do that which you have been commanded to do and to stay away from the things that you have been told to stay away from. This is a taqwa. And wallahi, brothers and sisters, you will find yourself in these situations and it will get very, very difficult. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tests you. When you leave something for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, don't think, you know, the money is going to come raining down. No, Allah azza wa jal sometimes tests this person. As Allah azza wa jal, He tells us, Alif Lam Mim, أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين. Does one think that he's going to say amen, I believe, and then he's not going to be trialed? He's just going to sit back on his, you know, his couch, and the whole everything is going to be plain sailing for this person in his world? La, you will go through trials. And wallahi, my brothers and sisters, if you don't take anything away from this session except the hadith that I told you, إِنَّكَ لَن تَدَعَ شَيْئًا اتِّقَاءً لِلَّهِ إِلَّا أَعْطَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْهُ. You don't leave something for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, except He will always give you that which is far greater. وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ. The promise of Allah Azza wa Jal, and He never fails in His promise. It's just the shaytan that which is scaring you. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. The shaytan scares you with poverty and commands you to do that which is haram. You know, an interesting statement came to my mind of Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala. You know what he said, brothers and sisters? قَرَأْتُ فِي تِسْعِينَ مَوْضِعًا أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدَّرَ الْأَرْزَاقِ. I read in 90 places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He decreed a person's provision. وَقَرَأْتُ فِي مَوْضِعٍ وَاحِدٍ أَنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يُخَوِّفَ أَوْلِيَاءَهِ. And I read in one place that the shaytan, he scares the people. And it's the ayah that I just mentioned. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم الفحشاء. What does Allah Azza wa tell us in Surah Talaq? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever has taqwa, Allah Azza wa Jalla will give him an opening. And He'll provide for him from where he doesn't expect it. But subhanAllah, you find that maybe sinning is a means of losing provision. It came in another hadith. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُحْرَمُ رِزْقُ بِخَطِيَةٍ يَعْمَلُهَا. A person is deprived of provision because of the mistake that he does or the sin that he falls into. Let's now come on to the real life examples. Wallahi, brothers, I can sit here till tomorrow, tell you story after story of brothers who were involved in haram. Whether it was taking boxes that had khamar in there, whether it was dealing with riba. I had a friend, my neighbor in Leicester, who used to deal with riba-based accounting. We know the famous hadith of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آكِلَ الرِّبَى وَمُوكِلَهُ وَكَاتِبُ وَشَاهِدَيْهِ وَقَالَهُمْ فِي سَوَاءٍ. The one that takes it, the one that gives it, the one who's a witness to it. All of them have been cursed. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said they're all equal. He knew what he was doing was haram. He knew that. I told him this hadith and I said to him, you have to be very patient. The hadith that I told you about earlier. Of course, he went through trouble. I remember his in-laws were saying to him, what's this guy? He's a bum. He's staying at home. What's he doing? All day he's at home. They were literally like, you know, belittling him. And I would tell him, be patient. You know, normally, when a person he applies for a job in Saudi Arabia, most guys, they get a job in places like Riyadh, Jeddah, Qasim, Dammam. And wallahi, brothers and sisters, I believe he ended up getting this job because of him leaving this for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it's the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal gave him and his wife £21,000 a year. No tax. Here we work for the government, right? Every month we have to pay tax. All the money goes back to the government. No tax. He was paying no tax. He's living in Mecca. Every day they're going to the Haram. And he was chilling. It wasn't even like the normal, you know, teaching English jobs that you have in other cities. Another brother, I remember, subhanAllah, he was working in car phone warehouse. He was commuting all the time from Leicester to Loughborough. It takes like half an hour. At the end of the week, you find that the petrol money, it adds up. And I remember his wage was something like, what, 12,000 or 13,000, something like that. His name is Brother Najib. He lives right next to me as well. And until this very day, subhanAllah, I see him, I remember this. Same thing. All of a sudden now they introduced insurance. They introduced insurance. He said to them, this is not part of my religion, and he opposes it. I can't do this. To cut a very long story short, he ended up what? Leaving the job. And I remember bumping into him. He looked, you know, quiet. I told him the hadith. He left the job. Wallah, I would see him at Dhuhr time making these one of these sincere du'as. You could see the brother was struggling. And of course, like I said earlier, you're going to go through trials and tribulations, right? أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُ أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. You think you're not going to be trialed? Wallah, I remember Allah Azza wa Jal replaced this job with British Gas. Remember earlier I said he used to commute 30 minutes every single day. And sometimes it's traffic, you know, the petrol adds up. 10 minutes from his home. 10 minutes from his home. And I think he was earning something like, later on, 16,000, 17,000, amongst them lines. And another brother as well, subhanAllah, I might get carried away, you know, mentioning all these stories. His name is Jubed. He comes to my lessons sometimes in Leicester. I think Imran and Namla, they know him. Same thing. He was working in the same job. He left. Allah Azza wa Jalla gave him a job right next to his house. So the point of the matter is, guys, you know, your life is very, very short. You're going to go through trials and tribulations. Wallah, it is not worth it. For you to die, كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل الجنة لحم نبتت من سحت. Any piece of flesh that has been produced through haram will not enter into a Jannah. All of these ayat, ahadith, brothers and sisters, is for us to apply. Just